Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is strongly considering a public education program to discourage overconsumption of sweetened drinks. Sugar is linked to the development of non-communicable diseases such as obesity and diabetes. Results from a 2014 study show that NCDs accounted for 67% of all causes of death in the population 5 years and older. In his 2017-2018 budget presentation in the House of Representatives on March 21, Prime Minister Holness pointed out that the consumption of sweetened carbonated soft drinks by young people is too high.
It is estimated that 3 out of 4 students drink a soda 1 or more times a day. We, as the government, that has a duty to not just observe human rights, but to promote it, to promote life. We must lead by example, and I've directed the Minister of Education and the Minister of Health to examine ways in which sugar could be reduced or removed from formulations sponsored and served by the government in public educational institutions.
Sugar is a refined carbohydrate, a necessary fuel for the body which can be found in multiple sources, including honey, beet, sugarcane, and malt. As necessary as it may be to provide energy, controlling the intake of sugar and employing other pro-health habits are vital steps towards healthier lives.
The Minister of Health will have much to say on the plans of the government to actively promote healthy lifestyle in Jamaica. Nevertheless, I believe it appropriate to point out that the prevalence of inactivity, that is, the lack of exercise in the Jamaican population, is too high. Based on the latest data available, over half of our population is overweight.
When sugar is consumed in excess, the extra sugar the body does not use turns to fat and is said to be an underlying cause of obesity in conjunction with other factors. General practitioner and wellness consultant Dr. Sonia Davidson says what to look out for are mainly the hidden sugars found in pastries and drinks.
All the drinks that are available may have added sugar, but there are times when we're told the sugar is not added, but it's really in fruit juice. That's deceptive because they're often concentrated, which means that the sugar is, more sugar is available in a small volume, and then it's reconstituted, not back to its original volume.
Dr. Davidson says many different savory foods may also contain sugar to enhance the flavor.
Sauces, when we go to restaurants, sometimes the sweet and sour sauces, right, they do contain sugar in its finished form, or it may contain honey or some form of fruit juice like pineapple juice. Sugar is everywhere. It is ubiquitous.
Being aware of sugar consumption does not mean completely eliminating sugar from your diet, as it's essential for the functioning of the body. What we should do is monitor the sources of sugars we consume, which means eating more foods that are sources of complex carbohydrates, such as yams, green bananas, cocoa, and dasheen.
Sugar is a clean fuel because it breaks down into carbon dioxide, which we breathe out, and water, which our body needs anyway. So there's nothing wrong with sugar per se. The problem is the source of it. When we take it in a very refined form, it poses a shock on the body.
General practitioner and wellness consultant Dr. Sonia Davidson. Fruits which normally have considerable sugar content must also be consumed in moderation to prevent too much sugar intake. Ideally, of the recommended 8 servings of fruit and vegetables per day, Dr. Davidson recommends 3 of those servings to be of fruit. If persons continuously eat foods packed with refined sugar, the body can develop sugar dependency, where a person may become fixated on consuming sweet things. Some of the other ill effects of consuming too much sugar outside of diabetes and weight gain include rotting of the teeth, as well as negative effects on insulin production and the liver. Dr. Davidson recommends a change in eating habits, including the incorporation of healthier foods throughout the day, to help combat sugar dependency.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.